The House bill making its way through the Judiciary Committee extends the same protections granted under the state's controversial Stand Your Ground laws to those who only threaten the use of force. Under a current state law commonly known as 1020 Life, having a gun while committing certain crimes is punishable by at least 10 years. If the weapon is fired, it's 20.
I think most people currently don't understand that if you fire a warning shot at or in the direction of somebody, you have committed a felony, and that that warning shot is punishable by 20 years in prison.
Rod Sullivan is a professor at Florida Coastal School of Law. He says it was the case of Marissa Alexander, who was sentenced to 20 years for firing a gun into a wall during a dispute with her husband, that garnered widespread attention to the so-called warning shot bill.
It addresses the concerns of Democrats who think that Marissa Alexander was wrongfully charged, and it also addresses the concerns of Republicans who believe that 1020 Life has been applied in situations they didn't intend for it to be applied to.
It's not the first time legislators have proposed a bill like this. State Representative Neil Comby proposed a similar bill amending 1020 Life in 2013, but it lacked enough support to survive. This time around, the bill seeks to amend Stand Your Ground, and it's seen growing support, even among those typically opposed to the state's self-defense laws. Alita Alston-Torrey heads the grassroots group Free Marissa Now. Alston-Torrey was on a panel of lawyers and advocates speaking out against Stand Your Ground last week. But she says she supports Comby's bill.
The warning shot bill allows us to say that Marissa Alexander should have self-defense, right? She should be looked upon as any other domestic violence survivor.
Alexander's conviction was thrown out by an appeals court, and she's scheduled for a new trial this summer. The warning shot bill has made its way past the House Criminal Justice Committee, and in January, an identical Senate bill proposed by Senator Greg Evers passed the Senate Criminal Justice Committee.
What this bill is about is addressing force with force, and is needed as that person deems that that they feel comfortable with.
The issue was briefly referenced during the closely watched murder trial of Michael Dunn in the death of 17-year-old Jordan Davis. During testimony, Dunn's attorney asked him if he was aware that firing a warning shot was illegal in Florida. Dunn said that he was. Evers says a bill in place could have made a difference.
I think it's very possible that, there could have actually been two lives saved out of that situation.
But Assistant State Attorney Mark Khalil objects. The Jacksonville prosecutor says the current state laws already protect individuals seeking to protect themselves.
The law as it exists currently allows for the use of justifiable use of deadly force as a defense to brandishing a weapon.
The new bills state that explicitly by including phrases such as threatened use of force and defensive display. But Khalil says they have the potential to make a bad situation worse.
And adding language, and by calling it, for lack of a better term, I think it's inappropriate to call it this way, the warning shot bill, you are emboldening people to brandish weapons or to fire warning shots when they feel they are justified.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on its own version of the bill the first week of March. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.